every morning. You can continue to pray for yes. this situation.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's pray over this message and turn to Luke chapter 11. Father, I just give you all the glory and all the praise. You know what's going on, and we thank you for it, Lord. You said to pray for our leaders so we can live peaceably. So, Lord, we want that peace for sure. So we just thank you, and Lord, we do lift up this situation and ask you to be in it 100% and be in this place 100% this morning and touch our hearts. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Luke chapter 11, we're going to begin with verse number 1. Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Verse 5, and he said to them, which of you shall have a friend, and go to him at midnight, and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within and say, do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you. I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you, then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Amen. Last week, we discussed the idea of ardent prayer. Ardent prayer is based in spiritual warfare, and it is praying with an intensity of spirit, with passion and enthusiasm for yourself and for others. Today, as we continue this little series on prayer, I want us to focus on audacious prayer. Audacious prayer. This prayer is used in everyday life, normal communication with Jesus. Audacious prayer is also intense and a persistent prayer. Praying with all your heart. So ardent prayers are when we're talking to God about Satan and his attack in our lives and with others. And audacious prayer is when we are talking to God about our needs or the needs of others. According to Webster's dictionary, the word audacious means bold, daring, and shameless. So audacious prayer is when you and I boldly pray specifically with all our heart, mind, body, and soul, expecting to be heard and really believing our prayer will be granted. No doubts. In his book, Interwild, author Carlos Whitaker made these statements while he was encouraging his readers to begin asking specific requests in their prayers, specific requests. He said, this is a point many Christians miss, or maybe they don't miss it at all. Why in the world would a God-fearing lover of God not want to ask God to meet his precise and practical needs? I know why. It's the reason I avoided making specific requests for most of my life. Ultimately, I was scared that if I got specific and he didn't give me a specific answer, then maybe, just maybe, he didn't exist. Whitaker goes on to say, what if I ask him a detailed question and I don't get an exact answer? What if I ask and he doesn't answer at all? That road has led some of the most faithful Christians to massive crises of faith. Unanswered prayers can drive even the most committed believers to doubt. These statements by this author is the reason it prompted this message this morning. What does Jesus say about these questions? First of all, I want to share some facts with you. There are 650 prayers listed in the Word of God, and there are approximately 450 recorded answers to prayers within the Word of God. We find the first prayer mentioned in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 26. Jesus was recorded as having prayed 25 different times during his earthly ministry. And Paul mentions prayer or prayers or prayer requests, exhortations to pray 41 times. Although prayer can be done from any bodily position, the Bible lists five specific postures. Sitting in 2 Samuel 7:18, standing in Mark 11:25, kneeling in Chronicles 6:13, with one's face to the ground in Matthew 26:39, and with hands lifted up in 1 Timothy 2:8. Now, let's go back to our text. We're going to look at this a couple times this morning, but let's go back and read verses 1 through 4 again. Now it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place when he ceased that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. All right. In Jesus' model of how his disciples should pray, he provides five areas of focus. The first one is that his name would be honored. His name would be honored. The focus of everlasting glory. Father, hallowed be thy name. The second one, that God's kingdom will come. God's kingdom will come. The focus is on his eternal will. Your kingdom come. Thirdly, that God's provision is given. God's provision is given. The focus is on our present need. Give us each day our daily bread. Next, God's forgiveness is granted. God's forgiveness is granted. The focus is on our past. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And finally, God's deliverance will be provided. The focus is on our future. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Five different areas that we look at in the Lord's Prayer. The Bible also lists different types of prayers. It says the prayer of faith, in James 5:15. The prayer of agreement, also known as corporate prayer, in Acts 2:42. Prayer request, or petition, or supplication, in Philippians 4:6. Prayer of thanksgiving, in Psalm 95, verse 2 and 3. And a prayer of worship, in Acts 13, verses 2 and 3. The prayer of consecration, also known as dedication, Matthew 26 and 39. Prayer of intercession, in 1 Timothy 2, 1. And praying in the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 14, verses 14 and 15. The word amen, which means let it be, so be it, verily and truly, makes its first appearance in the Bible in Numbers chapter 5, verse 22. Now, brothers and sisters, I don't expect you to remember all these facts. But my reason for mentioning them is to emphasize that prayer is taught by the Bible, and it is an important and essential part of a Christian's life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We could spend months on the topics of prayer. We're not going to. There is so much in the Word of God about you and I communicating with our Lord. Today I want to look specifically and talk about audacious prayer, bold, daring, and shameless prayer. Bold, daring, and shameless prayer. When we pray an audacious prayer, we are signifying that we sincerely believe God will answer our prayer no matter the circumstances.
Amen.
Amen.
He's going to answer our prayer.
Hallelujah.
Audacious prayer defined in different translations. In the NASB, and I'm not sure what all these stand for, some I do, it's persistence. In the Amplified, it's shameless persistence and insistence. In the New Living Translation, it's keep knocking long enough. In the King James, it's importunity or pleading. In the CEV, it's not ashamed to keep asking. In the NCV, it's boldness. And in the CEB, it's brashness. Are you getting a picture of the way we're supposed to pray? Let's consider our prayer life after we heard all those words. God honors a bold faith that presumes that whatever we request is good as done. Our faith should presume that our prayer is as good as done. And even when the answer from God is slow, the prayer warrior continues to remain bold and persistent in their prayer.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Even when the answer is slow, the prayer warrior remains bold and persistent. Audacious prayer believes that God has heard the prayer and will answer it. And we'll answer it. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. It's prayer with passion and conviction and with an absolute sincerity of heart and mind.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, in our text, going back to Luke chapter 11, it tells us how to pray audaciously. Let's look at starting with verse 5. And he said to them, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves? For a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within and say, do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you. I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Now, the core thought when we discuss the topic of prayer is that Christians will pray. That Christians will pray because they have a desire to spend time with their Lord. However, when we pray, we are to enter into prayer seriously, recognizing the appropriate position of a man to a holy God. Quite a difference between us and God. Amen? We also must understand that God isn't some vending machine in the sky waiting for you or me to drop our quarters in so that we receive our blessing. Amen? If you pray as if God's chief objective is your personal comfort, let me assure you that it is not. It is not. God's chief objective is in Him receiving His glory. Amen? Therefore, we reverently come to God with an understanding that He is the creator of the universe, He has all the answers and authority, and He can produce life or take it away. But our most holy and powerful God invites us to enter into His presence as we pray. He invites us. So when we Christians pray, we can be confident that God has a desire to be in a relationship with us. And it is not necessary that we set a day or time for our prayers, but it is essential that we spend time with God, especially remembering the scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing.
Right.
The attitude of prayer. After Jesus teaches his disciples how to structure their prayer in Luke 11, using the Lord's Prayer as a guide, he then tells them a story to teach them how to pray. Jesus uses the imagery of going to a friend's house, asking something to eat, and persistently asking until the friend provides. In audacious prayer, we go to God because we know He has what we need. We go to God because we know He will provide, even though it may be on His timetable.
Yes.
And we go to God because He wants to know the honest desires of our heart.
Yes.
He wants to know us. Jesus reminds us, His disciples and us too, that we must be like the persistent friend, knocking and knocking until the door is open and the request is granted. But it is essential that we first have a specific request in mind. What do we need? What is it we're praying about? We can fellowship with him. We can praise him and worship him. But we go to God in prayer many times for a need. What is that need? Think through it. What do you need from our Lord? What are you asking him? All right? In the case of this man in the story, it was food to eat. Carb-filled, weight-gaining, delicious bread. Perhaps his friend ended up giving him 3 bagels and some cream cheese. But then again, maybe he got a baker's dozen. We don't know. Audacious prayer fully understands that persistence is the key to answered prayer. There's a teaching that if you have faith, all you have to do is say it once. Well, I agree. But I also read in the Bible where Jesus tells us to keep praying, keep asking, keep going back to him. Right?
Amen.
Amen. Now, Jesus is very specific about how we should pray. Then he instructs us, starting in verse 9. He says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Ask, seek, knock. Then in verse 10, for everyone who asks, receives. And he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. So here's the promise from Scripture. To everyone who asks, seeks, and knocks, they will receive a reply from God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
God is kind, loving, and giving to his children.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He expects that as we pray, we will ask and seek and knock, and then he will show us how he can and will provide. God's children are beneficiaries of his giving.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. As God graciously gives to us, it brings glory to him.
Amen.
Glory. There is no lack in his provision.
Amen.
But remember, God gives us exactly what we need and not necessarily what we want.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes what we ask is not aligned with what the Father considers to be good for us,
right,
or in our best interest.
Right on.
I remember years ago, the name it and claim it phase went through the churches and everybody wanted a pink Cadillac. And I don't think pink Cadillacs are good for everybody. They'd be wanting to buy makeup from you anyway.
That's right.
Let me say that again. Sometimes what we ask is not aligned with what the Father considers to be good for us or for our best interest. But folks, when we look back at our life, we recognize what God has provided and realize that he gave us exactly what was needed at that time and moment.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, audacious prayer must overflow from the hearts and mouths of believers, and we are to stand triumphant even during times of stress or uncertainty.
Amen.
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 We're still winners in this election.
Amen.
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 We're still winners. If one of your children or loved ones is living outside of God's will, and you're desperate for the prodigal to return, then pray audaciously and until he or she comes running back. Amen?
Amen.
If you're in need of a job, then pray audaciously until God provides the most perfect job for you. If your marriage is on the rocks and the enemy continues to wreak havoc in your home, pray audaciously for restoration. If you've battled illness longer than you can remember and you're desperate to be healed, call out audaciously to the great physician. One of God's many names in Scripture is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. Amen? That's something we need to grab hold of and get deep down in our spirit. God provides. Jehovah Jireh. God provides. God provides. Surely every one of us has a story about how the Lord has provided for us. You can run that through your mind right now and think about it. I think any Christian that's walked for any length of time knows that God has provided different things. We've heard stories from checks coming in the mail to visits by people to the angels coming and blessing people. You know, it's unlimited what God will do for us. He'll provide. Am I right?
Yes.
All right? Well, I recently read about a pastor and his children as they were anticipating Christmas. And I want to read this to you. This is his account. One Christmas, we were on a specially tight budget. So the children and I went to the dollar store to buy some gifts for the family members. When we were finished, my youngest daughter, age 7 at the time, wanted a coloring book. I only had change left, and we needed 13 more cents to buy the book. I prayed with her that if God wanted her to have it, He would provide the money.
Amen.
She looked on the floor, a little bit away from where they were standing, and there was a dime and 3 pennies.
Wow.
Now, whether you believe that story or not, it demonstrates the power of audacious prayer. Audacious prayer.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Their prayer and God's provision increased the faith of that family.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And it brought glory to the Almighty.
He is good.
Thank you.
That's what you consider a win-win situation. When the family is blessed and the Lord is honored. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Today I want to encourage each of us, each one of us, to become people of audacious prayer. Lay your claim on it. Don't quit praying till it happens. The Lord Himself directed us in this way of praying. It's the same dialogue as the Lord's Prayer. It's the same taken in context. It's the way to pray. It's the way to pray. Amen? He will provide an answer. Do you have faith? Jesus tells us in Matthew 17:20 that if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, we'll tell that mountain to move from one place to another and it would move. Somewhere I've got a little bottle of mustard seeds and they're about the size of a head of a straight pin. That's not much faith. You would think we could all have that much faith.
That's
the
truth.
Amen. Nothing would be impossible for us, according to that scripture, if we would have that much faith.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Will you have enough faith to pray audaciously, folks? When you leave this place today, will you have enough faith to lay claim on what you need and not turn loose till you have it? I believe God's in that kind of business.
Amen.
Amen.
And we keep praying and praying and praying until He answers. Audacious prayer, bold, daring, and shameless prayer. Shameless. I like that description. I like it. God will answer those prayers, brothers and sisters.
I have a little article that I've had forever, since I was a kid. Tells about the mustard seed.
Amen.
The faith of the mustard seed is not in how tiny it is, it's in its persistence. They found mustard seeds that had been, you know, like in the tombs or whatever for thousands of years. When they plant them,
still
they grow.
Still grow.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's good. Thank you, Benjamin. That's good.
Just going to say, I've been told, I don't read Greek, but I've been told by Greek readers, and I've read it from other, in other places, that ask, seek, and knock are present progressive. It means ask and keep on asking until you get what you ask for.
And it does.
Seek and keep on seeking until you find what you're looking for.
Yep.
And knock on the door until the dadgum thing's open.
Yep.
God wants us to be persistent.
Right. It's the same.
And it's very clear when you read his word for what it says.
Right. It's saying the same thing as what he said up here. Give me that bread. Give me that bread. I need that bread.
Yeah, it's the same way. Like you said, there's a time that you ask him once.
Yeah.
When we ask, what did we do when Mary's father was diagnosed with leukemia? We can't heal a hangnail. So what do you say, God, about this? He said, rebuke death. We never prayed for his healing.
Right.
After that, we rebuked death, and we would tell everybody, we have rebuked death. He's not going to die. And that was in October. And in July 4th of next year, he had a perfect blood test.
Nice.
And when mom asked, doctor, is this remission? He goes, I wish my blood was this good too.
Hallelujah. Perfect. Hallelujah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Remission doesn't do that. You have to have remission, you quit getting worse. But you still have, he didn't need anything.
Amen.
But we never prayed for his healing. We just did what God said.
Amen.
And that's the only way you can do it, because none of us can do miracles.
Specific prayer.
We just have to be obedient to what he tells us to pray.
And persistent. And specific. Audacious prayer. Can we do it?
Amen.
Amen.
James also says, if you pray according to the word, you know you have your petition. You know, if you pray according to his word, will, you know that you have your petition when you ask.
That's right.
And that's where faith comes from.
You know, I think a lot of times about prayer, and one of my favorite stories is the prophet, his servant went out and saw all these soldiers. Mm-hmm. And God told the prophet just, well, the prophet said God opened his eyes. And he opened his eyes, and God's warriors were all around, way outnumbering the king's army. And I believe we need to ask that many times. God, open my eyes. Let me see what's going on, really, what's going on. And even in this election, we pray that way. Lord, open our eyes to see what's going on. And he'll show us.
Yes.
He'll show us. Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand together. Keep praying, folks. Keep praying. Keep praying. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, we do thank you.
Yes.
We ask, seek, and knock, Lord, for your will. And your provision for us, Lord, and we give you the glory when we see it provided in front of us, Lord. Lord, for those that aren't here today, for whatever reason, we pray for them.
Yes.
We just lift them up. If they're sick, Lord God, we do ask that you, as Norm just said, that they recover.
Yes.
Lord, bless them. Bring them back next week, Lord. And Lord God, be with us as we take another step closer in prayer. We need you, Lord. We need you. Thank you that you'll give answers to the prayers we ask.
Yes, Lord.
You love us that much.
Yes, Father. Thank you.
And if us being evil give good gifts,
yes,
how much more would you give good gifts to us, Lord?
Yes,
Lord, thank you for today. Bless these folks, Lord. I know you love them. I love them. And Lord, take care of us this week in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
How are you? 19.